Welcome back, listeners of Siouxland Catholic Radio, to Faith in Action. It's a new show produced by Channel 88.1 FM, KFHC Ponca Sioux City, and KOIA Storm Lake. It airs every Monday at 9 a.m., replays every Saturday at 7 p.m. I'm Joanne Fox. I am your host for the show, and I'm so glad that you either tuned in right now or that you have stayed with us through the first three segments of this show, because we have a lot more to talk about with Catholic Charities of the Diocese of Sioux City and Amy Block, who's the Executive Director of Catholic Charities. And it was so wonderful, you know, to hear that just heartfelt letter from that mom. Right. And so unselfish, a gift that she did. And then, you know, your other stories about connecting.
Right.
That does not mean that because we're not doing adoptions anymore at Catholic Charities, that nothing else new is going on, because there are new things going on. And what might those be, Amy?
Yes, I think one of the things that is really important, and I always talk to my staff about, which I'm sure they'd like to plug their ears, is if we're not growing and changing, we're dying. That, you know, staying stagnant is really not an option, because we want to continue, to really be a leader in our communities, so that we're out there and we're seeing what we need to keep doing. And one of the things I'm so excited about, and I really still have to pinch myself, in fact, you about fell off your chair when I briefly mentioned it, was we have a psychiatrist on our staff that we're working with. And it's thanks to our good friend, Dr. Brown, who helped make the connection for us. But Dr. Nezrin Abuada is a psychiatrist that we have the great honor and privilege of working with. She has been in our community for several years and specializes working with children, but she works with all ages, and she is wonderful. She started with us in late fall, and she contracts with us. She's working with us 2 days a month, which right now is meeting the needs of what we have, but we have some opportunities to expand as well if we need to. And that's for both our clients here in Sioux City as well as all of our other sites. We're able to do it through telehealth. And so she's doing psychiatric assessments, medication management, and right now, if you're aware at all, to see a psychiatrist, you're talking about waiting months. That is both here in Sioux City, that is if you're in a rural area, even longer. You know, we certainly have some wonderful physicians and mid-level practitioners, but, if your needs go, you know, beyond that, or you need a psychiatrist, even a mid-level practitioner could be much longer than that. So we are blessed. She is, she's very caring. She's very compassionate. She spends much longer than maybe a typical physician would spend with you, and works great with our team. She is a blessing. And so and we're also able to offer those services on a sliding fee scale. She only works with individuals who are mental health clients of Catholic Charities, so I should mention that. But to be able to get psychiatric services on a sliding fee scale, that's pretty amazing.
That truly is. And listeners, you know, you may not be aware of the medical health situation here in Siouxland, but I am, since I spent my entire life in the field of journalism and interviewed numerous healthcare professionals about the challenges of, we just don't have psychiatrists in Sioux City, in Siouxland. And so where do you go then? And so to hear this news that even we have someone part-time is just, it's a coup. It really is. And Amy and I kind of were nodding about the Holy Spirit does work in mysterious ways. You know, when we think about things that are necessary, and this truly is a blessing for the clients. And more good stuff. Tell the listeners about more good stuff.
Yeah. And people may have read a little bit or heard a little bit, but to be able to talk about what we've been able to do in some of our rural Catholic schools, you know, so our Catholic schools do such an amazing job with such limited resources. It amazes me what they're able to do. One of the biggest areas of need are to provide any sort of supportive or mental health services to kids there. They don't have guidance counselors. They don't have any sort of counselors. And they're really trying to do everything. And so with the help of some donors, with especially the Catholic School Foundation, which we've been able to receive a grant from last year and will We're going to be able to again next year. 10 of our rural Catholic schools, we've been able to, we have a full-time therapist, and Denise, your friend Denise, as well, are going into the schools providing mental health therapy services to kids who are identified as either they're having some problems in schools or having mental health issues, really trying to do early intervention with them, prevent more problems from happening. We're also doing some groups in some of the schools with kids. We're providing consultation to teachers. You know, I've got this kid who's struggling with this. Do you have some ideas of what I can do to help them? Or sometimes, you know, there's classes like this class is really struggling with this. What can I do? How can I help? You know, we've had different things where we've done actually, you know, education with teachers. You know, when COVID was happening, we did several with different schools, you know, on working with kids and COVID. How do you, you know, teach over Zoom? Providing, you know, self-care and helping teachers understand the mental health impact of COVID on kids. So we've done different things like that. We provided EAP or, you know, mental health support to some of our teachers who needed that, or administrators. So really kind of the full gamut for our rural schools who really need that additional support. They needed that so much. And to be able, you know, for kids who, you know, maybe who have Medicaid or their parents have private insurance, we take that. We don't have any copay for the parents, though, if they have insurance. If there's no insurance, we don't, there's no charge to the parents is what I should say. So that's all free of cost. And so we are so grateful to be able to have that partnership with the Catholic School Foundation. And then we have some donor dollars as well that are supporting that effort, and just so needed.
So needed is right. Mm-hmm. And that's not the first introduction that Catholic Charities has done into our school system. You have worked with parents with the Love and Logic program. Again, been in the field of journalism my whole life, I wrote many Love and Logic stories. And it's Rhonda, isn't it?
It is Rhonda. Yep, Rhonda Brown still teaches our Love and Logic class. And actually, Nate, who's one of our school-based therapists, is going to be starting to teach that as well. And your friend Denise, she is just getting trained in that now, so we can start offering that in Spanish as well. So the Love and Logic is our free parenting classes. It is fantastic. I think I've shared before that I have benefited from being a next door neighbor down the hall from Rhonda, learning so much about, it's a great, very common sense parenting approach. And it's a 6-week series. We actually have one that's going on right now and be offering one again in a couple of months. But Rhonda and Nate have been teaching it together, and which has been great as well. So that's a really, I think, service that we can offer parents and anyone who has a child at home. And that's really, you know, from them being a toddler up to, you know, really high school. My daughter's now 13 and so into those teenage years and how to work with kids. But, you know, I should mention, too, you know, when we're talking about being in the schools, excuse me. One of the things we offer, and this is for any parent, again, public school, private school, wherever, we do offer free mental health assessments for any school age child. So if you're concerned, you're just not sure what's going on with your child, they're struggling with anything, whether it's school related or not, you can sure contact any of our offices and we will do a free mental health assessment. Sometimes, you know, we don't know, you know, is this normal, you know, behavior, you know, or something more serious going on? You can come in. The child will meet with one of our licensed therapists. You can talk with them. Maybe they need some services and maybe they don't. But we offer that free of charge to, you know, all the way up to age 17 or 18 if they're still in school.
And again, we wish we had more time, you know, to touch on all the services, because we really haven't even addressed marriage counseling, which that's a staple. You know, people need sometimes to have that third right. party kind of look and say, this is the dynamic I'm seeing going on here, and you two don't see it, but I'm seeing it. And then you work with individuals who have addictions, be it gambling or opioid. No, not those. Okay.
No, I mean, primarily what we're unfortunately seeing, pornography addiction.
Is a
big one. And I just wanted to touch on, you know, you mentioned marriage counseling. Unfortunately, COVID has played a big impact on couples and marriage. And so that's something that we certainly are working with a lot of people on right now. It's certainly been a stressful time. So people can give us a call.
And I think that's the most important thing. You know, if we haven't touched on in our hour something where you think to yourself, I could sure use some help, you know, it's a phone call away. And so, Amy, maybe you could share with the listeners ways to get in touch with anybody at Catholic Charities.
Sure. So there's a couple different ways. Our main number in Sioux City, phone number is 712-252-4547. Or if you go to our website, all of our locations are listed there. And there's also an email address if you're more comfortable sending an email wanting some information. So the website is cathchar.com, CathChar.com. Or you can Google us, Catholic Charities of Sioux City.
And boom, it'll come up.
It does.
So this is not the end. I mean, I will have Amy back on because there's always so much to talk about. We always seem to just fill an hour with just boom, it's here and it's gone. So thank you so much, Amy, for sharing the good news that's going on at Catholic Charities. I know the listeners will benefit from this. It's truly faith in action.
Well, I am very happy to be here and very, very proud of the work Catholic Charities is doing and proud that we're able to be the helping arm of the church, as Bishop likes to call us.
And that is an apt analogy. It is. Well, that wraps up today's broadcast of Faith in Action, folks. I want to thank Amy Block, Executive Director of Catholic Charities for the Diocese of Sioux City, for sharing so much valuable information. I remind you, Faith in Action is a new show locally produced by Siouxland Catholic Radio. It airs every Monday at 9 a.m., replays every Saturday at 7 p.m. And remember, listeners, a faithful reaction can be good, but faith in action is better. Thanks for listening, and God bless.